We will enter the sense of the group. We will find ourselves feeling that, sensing that we are more the soul than we are the personality. We are in the midst of the sense of the group soul, and we who are gathered here are as if expressing through the egoic lotus. And as we think of each other, we think not so much of how we appear, but of how we really are together on the higher mental plane. So we are in each other's presence as if we are souls within the group lotus. As the Tibetan has told us, in this matter of group members, it doesn't make any difference whether you are in the body or out of the body. And for that reason, we of course include Karen. Who is surely with this work on the inside, and surely with our work here. And as we think of ourselves as souls within this group, of course, bring Karen in here with us, and we take some moments to realize that. And what we seek to do now, as a group that's growing more and more together in soul, is we seek to offer our special thoughts and our gratitude to Karen together here in our presence for all she has done for the Ageless Wisdom here in Denmark and for the classes which for so many years been going on here in Humlegården. We focus on our friend and co-worker Karen with great appreciation and gratitude for who she is, who she has been, what she has done, and what she will do. And as DK asked his disciples, always to include as members of the group those who had passed on, and he gave his present disciples a knowledge of what the co-workers were doing on the other side. So we will continue to hold Karen as our co-worker, just as close now as ever, and maybe closer. So that whether in the body or out of the body makes no difference, as we continue to offer ourselves together to the great work of the ashram. All of us still working together towards the externalization of the hierarchy and the reappearance of the Christ. This is the day when the keynote is resurrection. The overcoming of death in the realization of the bonds of love which unite all souls in the one soul. And as we sound the great invocation together, we have gratitude to the hierarchy, gratitude for this opportunity to work together as souls in the spiritual work. Gratitude to our co-worker Karen, who is with us and we with her. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God. Let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Oh. thank you for your good work and we simply persist. Appreciation to everybody, love and appreciation to everybody. And we go on doing the best we can to serve the ashram and the, and what has to be done.
Very, very strong energies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you,
Michael. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Whether in the body or out of the body, as St. Paul says. So we overcome that and let's work on developing the necessary continuity of consciousness so we make all these things factual for ourselves. Okay, well, thank you.